This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is 9 o'clock on Thursday, October 25th, 2018. This meeting is being held in the Commission Hearing Room 1025 at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating this morning are John L. Valentine, Commission Chair, Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner, Robert P. Pirro, Commissioner, Rebecca L. Rockwell, Commissioner, and Scott Smith, who is presently the Interim Executive Director. The first item on the agenda this morning will be public comment for individuals who wish to appear on matters not relating to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the Tax Commission for up to 3 minutes. Is there anyone who wishes to address the Commission this morning? I see none. We'll move on to the next item on the agenda. Next item is approval of the Special Commission meeting minutes of October 15, 2018, and I recognize Commissioner Pirro.
Thank you. I move to approve the Special Commission meeting minutes of October 15th, 2018.
Thank you. You've heard the motion. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion? Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Well, that passes unanimously. The minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is consideration of appointing Scott W. Smith as Executive Director of the Utah State Tax Commission. And I might say this as Chair just for a few minutes, that Scott has served as Interim Director now since August. Is that all? Since August, and I have been very pleased with the progress that he's made and some of the transitions that he's had to do. And as the Chairman, I can fully recommend that the Commission consider his appointment as the Executive Director of the Utah State Tax Commission. Any other commissioners wish to make comments at this time would be appropriate.
Could you report on your consultation with the governor?
Yes, thank you very much. For the record, I did consult with the governor twice on this appointment as required by statute. Appreciate Commissioner Cragen recognizing that. The first consultation occurred before our executive director, prior to executive director, Barry Conover, retired. It was back in August. And at that time, the governor indicated that he wanted to have an interim director for a time to be able to make certain that Scott could actually do the job as the director. We indicated at the time that we would be glad to do that, and so we appointed him as the interim director, which did not require Senate confirmation. This past week, in light of the fact that we'd like to have a director during the legislative session, we again consulted with the governor and indicated a report of where we were at with Mr. Smith as our executive director. The governor approved that on Tuesday of this week. His chief of staff indicated that approval by email to me. And so we now have complied with the requirements of the statute by consulting with the governor before we take this action today. Thank you for that. Anything else? I now recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
Thank you. I move to appoint Scott W. Smith as the Executive Director of the Utah State Tax Commission.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Well, that passes unanimously. Scott W. Smith is appointed by the Commission as Executive Director of the Utah State Tax Commission, subject to Senate confirmation. We'll give that communication today to the Senate of this action, and then you'll get to go through the same thing that the commissioners go through and have a confirmation hearing. You won't have to have a confirmation hearing every 4 years, however. That'll be nice. Next item on the agenda is commissioner reports. I don't have anything specific to report. Commissioner Cragen, I'll recognize you.
Thank you. I'd just like to congratulate Scott and commend him for the work that he's done as Deputy Executive Director and as the Interim Executive Director, and indicate that I look forward to working with him for at least the next 32 months.
And would you like to clarify why 32 months?
My term ends on June 30th, 2021.
That is correct.
Anyone else making?
I wanted to make one more comment, if I could.
Yes.
Just recognize that this is the last commission meeting of my friend and dear colleague, Robert Pirro. I'm grateful that he let me twist his arm to
Have a thing.
Have an interview with the bishop. Not the bishop. that guy up at the Capitol building. The governor. Have an interview with the governor. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Have an interview with the governor, and that interview led to his appointment, and I think it's been 5.5 years of frivolity. So thank you very much, Robert.
Thank you.
Commissioner Rockwell.
I just wanted to thank Scott for all of the work he's done over the past 3 months. It's apparent that he has done a lot to transition into this role, and he's done a fine, fine job of that, and also to express my full confidence in him as he assumes the role of not interim executive director, but executive director.
Let me make a couple of comments quickly, too, in this commission reports area. I, too, am very excited to have Scott come in as our executive director. And I want to indicate to my colleague, Commissioner Perrell, you will be missed. All of us will be missing you and the way you approach problems and the solutions that you come up with. And you will be missed.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that we have on commission reports? Okay, we'll go to our executive director. Executive director report.
Thank you, and thank you for all the kind words. I'm really humbled by the confidence and trust that you've shown in me by appointing me to this position, you as commissioners, as well as the governor. When I drive along I-15, there's a billboard, and it said something like this. It says, "Have a job you enjoy." And I truly have enjoyed working for the Tax Commission for the past 32 years, and the last 2 months working directly with the commissioners, as well as the directors, most of them who are here today. It's obvious why it's a job that I enjoy, and it's the people. We have great people here at the Tax Commission. I think as director, there's two main things I'd like to focus on. The first being ensuring that the taxpayers are paying their correct amount of tax, and that they're in compliance with the motor vehicle laws. But the other thing, and maybe even a little more important, is that making sure that that the Tax Commission is a place that the employees can say, "I have a job I truly enjoy," and that's really important to me. And so, you know, before this meeting started, Commissioner Valentine said there was a little bit of frivolity. I think that is a good thing, and I think that as employees, an employee who enjoys their job is an employee that is successful in what they're doing. So I commit that I'll try to do everything that I can to make it a place that employees enjoy coming to work. And thanks again for everything.
Thank you. Any other items to be brought before the commission? Seeing none, Commissioner Cragen.
I move that we adjourn.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn. Those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Rule passes unanimously. We're adjourned. Uh-huh.